Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Shadow Peter. I'm John Bearish here. On today's show, we will be talking about the death received by Chris Hickens. That is all coming up for my show for today. Right now, the new song I'm going to play for today, it is... Right now, I'm right now, first song I'm going to play for today. Right, I'm going to play Loser by Tame Impala on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. Why can't I get this blunt stuff playing? Oh, damn. First one, I'm going to play Loser by Tame Impala on Chartopedia on our EVM. For closure, I lost composure. Fair was Loser by Tamapala on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM. But Labour leader said the member of public friend to kill him and throw him to Wellington Harbour this morning. That's what Hipkins said to the radio this morning. Because Chris Hayes did not deserve a death threat while he's out campaigning for the next election. Of more taxes, more borrowing and more spending, hear what has to say.
You had a bit of an experience walking from the Beehive down here. I mean, when you told me, I thought we'd better tell our listeners.
Yeah, it's one of the things that happens from time to time. We had a gentleman, if you can call him that, pull over as I was walking down the street and yelling out of his car window. And then when we went onto the waterfront, he clearly got out of his car and came and told me that he was going to throw me in the harbour. And then as I walked away from him, said that he was going to kill me. He had some very strong views on the global pandemic and globalisation in general, I think, was his main concern. So you get that from time to time. It's never a pleasant thing. It is a very small minority of people who do that, but it's a bit sad that's the environment we live in.
We've questioned on this show many times about the security around politicians. I mean, you're the opposition leader with a very, very high profile. You've been ex-prime minister through some really difficult times. Do you think that you warrant having security? I mean, I know it's not something you've thought about.
It's not something I think any politician ever wants, because, you know, we live in a country where I think we pride ourselves in being peaceful and, you know, we can move around freely. And the accessibility of our politicians, I think, is something that we should really appreciate as a country. I've been to plenty of places around the world where politicians only ever travel in motorcades and they're always surrounded by guards. And I think that there's something special about New Zealand's democracy that we don't have that. So I'd hate to see that changing.
Will you report this? Because, I mean, there's video cameras along the water. There's video cameras everywhere. They could catch it. I mean, it's a pretty serious offence threatening to kill.
Yeah, I mean, look, it only happened 10 minutes ago, so I haven't really had a chance to really pause and think about that. But we do have a system of logging those things at work, so I'll certainly do that when we get back to the office.
Yep, New Zealand is one of the most democratic countries, and New Zealand actually does better at least corruption than Australia does. because he's going to be a lovey's dog, right? Right now, I'm going to play Be Heard by Al Langley on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM.
Stuck on the past, ain't worried about tomorrow. She's a lover, a mother, a sister and wife. She rolls over in the morning to the love of her life. Only smokes one on vacation, says just what she thinks. She don't need validation or much of anything. Talking to Jesus, calls her mama all the time. She don't over embellish. If she says it, then it's true. I don't mean to sound jealous, but what could I do? 'Cause I just wanna be her so bad, it hurts so bad.
so bad it hurts so. I just wanna be her. I just wanna be her.
Fails be heard by Ellen Lingway on Chartopedia on Arrow FM at the New Zealand Foods RC Kentu Address Hell National Advance for its social media and as a Governor Bill petition for a future coalition agreement. Prime Minister Chris Hogg yesterday will reveal the Governor will introduce the bill to Parliament banning under stickers if I'm using social media. However, at New South Wales quickly declared the opposition to the bill, however, agreed to disagree clause with the coalition agreement with National, which allows him to publicly disagree despite Cabinet's approval. It also comes Conservative Party from New South Wales, Winston Peters, about a bill being branded as a government bill as opposed to a National Party bill, given two of the three coalition parties didn't support it. It's also handling of a representation of a bill of primary conversation among National's coalition partners about similar situation could be headed off in the future. RTV will neglect any future agreements to prevent National doing so again. Prentice Cohen Luxon doesn't seem to understand how NDP functioned and all other neglect we had, arrangements we had. But this has not happened, which has we got to talk, going to a point of deficit and make sure it happens in the right way. It's lack of understanding how the system works. And that again, we don't say Luxon had to be right here long. At leader David Simo appeared open to any relevant causes future coalition agreement prevent it from occurring again. Well, let's see, I mean, clearly National Party has been panicked in recent weeks, so we got a bit of relief from time to time. Certainly, you want to become more and more fed for the of a government, too, of a free price, with something fake, ironic, with Labour. There's not much point having a government on a ride if your best friends are in Labour. Like I said, he wasn't concerned his coalition partners wouldn't want a potato at any future coalition agreements. I think a part on our side of coalition are very interested in faster government, not signing a government up. Labour leader Chris Hicks on current power requires support for partners, including Green Party and Te Pāmai, the Opportunity Party, indicated he wasn't opposed to the largest party in the coalition advancing legislation without the support of partners if support could be found elsewhere. A majority of power is what we should require to change law. He said, I don't think support partners hold a veto over government's ability to progress issues via the majority of parliament for them. Right, I'm opposed to social media, but look what happened in Australia. Even a social media ban got put in place. Majority of teenagers are still on social media bypassing ban. It can show this ban is difficult to force. It will be the same. Because I actually now oppose a social media ban, because it's never going to keep off social media problems. And it will probably make teens probably more isolated, and it's actually not really a good bill posed by this term of this government. Say, I oppose a social ban under 6 months, and also free trade agreement with India. Probably it's got to be flood full of Indian migrants as I want to increase white New Zealand European birth rates over 2.1%. Right, I'm going to play. I'm going to play Down With The Sickness by Disturbed on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM.
Scary place, now that you've woken up the fear.
Right, the Holocaust Center has called Granny B. Steve Harris to apologize for declined potato test because of climate change with fire seeds, the Nazis, war crimes. I will see bosses of high media companies were complex for such a true form of ability of evil based on Holocaust attitude of Eichmann. The politician said he was not dimension of horror. Holocaust or social debate of people's action could lead to disastrous consequences. I was speaking to Parliament on the third reading of the government bill that would prevent legal charges against polluting hit companies. And as speech revealed Oliver Henner and his concept of penalty of evil based on Eichmann. For precise meeting of a concert has been heavily. Heavily done by academics, but a common radio such as evil things can be done by bland bureaucratic people who don't think critically rather than natural valiance. It drives as those corporate bosses today and frankly complex bosses are true form of vanity of evil because they will never possibly come as this Eichmann did. To transport human souls to the gas chambers collectively and agents of far more consequential. I will see during the debate at DP's home court right support of order speaker issue of commander, but DP's speaker didn't ask able to withdraw. I will continue my experience to completely identify the concept of banality of evil and implies fear as a sort of blandness to action that has a terrible consequence. Running off his host player being guessed for consequences that not 6 million deaths but tens of millions of hundreds of millions of deaths. 6 million Jews died on the Holocaust. The Holocaust scene to chairwoman Deborah Hart said the burden of evil had been fought many political debates. Invoking a concept together with the image of gas chambers both risk representing an indiminishable high-scale dogmatic of a Holocaust and it does nothing to shine a light on what is essentially a policy disagreement. For Holocaust has important lessons for society that will surely be disconsolate by compassion for those responsible of a machine of Holocaust and politician business files that could be positive by restoring the Holocaust. Hasty comments were offensive and able to apologize. Speaking to News Talk ZB, I was still by his comments and anomaly the major horrors of the Holocaust, but as a touch on how terribly wrong humanity can go when thinking it is a take by fascists, what we can lead to the horror death toll. I say it's even more better to try to wear now because people are not turning to harm future generations and the It just did exactly it. A consequence of a natural climate change and the political and corporate effort are untold human suffering. He also said his reference to the reference to the plan of being guests was a reference to greenhouse gases, not Nazi chambers. Asked about a comment, Queen's comrade Close always said Abel's point on a balance of evil was a fair one. Plenty of lecturers and analysts, myself included, have been pointed out on the concept of bad fevers on issues such as abuse and stake here. Ask us whenever comments were acceptable. So, a close up of what addressed the director quietly, she said, Steve made his points in a chamber. At the end of the day, what we're talking about here is a real surge of threats of climate change. Steve will only claim about his point is. Point he was making was one about the vanity of evil. I was he was confirmed he spoke of heart on Tuesday, asked him to be more careful with his words. I was said he didn't ask for an apology. God Steve has a deck, he should not actually compare climate change to Holocaust because that's the most stupid thing he ever said to the Green MP. I don't know sense because global warming caused nowhere near levels that fair was progressive brainwashed Steve Abel said. Because he's a left-wing lunatic. Steve Abel is a big, fair lunatic, he is. He doesn't care about business, but he only cares about his environment and want to destroy business We need to adopt climate solutions rather than stopping it, because you are out of touch, because Steve Abel is actually out of touch. So right now I'm gonna play. I'm gonna let you throw a party with you. Right, I'm gonna play last up at Luffy, Emra, and Leighton Granati on Chartopedia on our FM.
Twice. You can see it in my eyes. I'm all cried out with nothing to say. If I told you once, I told you twice. We'll be right back.
told you once, I told you twice.
That was there's no first last night by Luffy and our enlightened Gerinati on Jadapedia on Arrow if it bright. Right. Right, I'm gonna tell the team things that Australia is better than American children. Australian children are score higher in international academic and well-being rankings compared to American children. Here's some key areas where Australian children perform well or differ positively compared to the US peers. American Australian 15-year-old rank in the global top 10 reading, science, and maths in PSA international assessments. A math performance, Australian students place around 10th global math, holding steady while global scores decline. Australian teams rank 9th in the world, formed by reading and science. Awaiting a wet chip. Shh. Last year's well-being, UNICEF health reports place Australia higher than the US and overall academic life skills metric for children. Physical health, Australian children score better in general physical health and well-being indexes compared to the US ranking. The score level is on safety. Score for sun safety trends. Sun footage rose in Australia's cross mandate hats and high level UV safety gear. Reduce long term skin cancer risks. As Australians and New Zealanders have one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world, it caused a result democratic mismatch because most white Australians and New Zealanders are from Northern European descent, like Anglo-Celtic or Nordic, Dutch or even German descent, can be high skin cancer risk. Very, very majority of Australian population is descended from and is actually the biggest mismatch due to isolation. Phenomenon way against skin cancer more often fat, Venus, British, Northern European and American peers. And at least seven European countries, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Britain, more Southern Europeans, and Britain, majority of Indigenous Australians, already mixes, recorded great Australian New Zealand cover of mosquitoes, they can handle a sun climate better, and skin cancer will be non-existent. Basically, we're predominantly colonized by Britain's Northern European DNA, and we're getting skin cancer too much too often. Right, back to those. Bell's curriculum, Australian high school met a broad range of subjects through year 12 before specialized university entry pass. Get to assessment, the Australian senior school scoring system relies more on continuous assessment rather than a high-stakes exams. Otherwise, our cultural emphasis on outdoor play sports promotes active physical development from early age. Australian schools often feature more open-lease fortress-like campuses with fewer security fences compared to many US schools.
There's
good news about Australian children because Australian children, as well as considered a poor form, American children, self-direction and bedtime discipline, obtain an average 47 minutes more sleep per school night than the US peers. According to Landmark Study, cultural study, partial health, education, behavior, this study takes about trying to by cultural differences, been bedtime, evening, readiness, parental privacy, and systemic school schedules. High rates of parents set bedtime, Australian parents are significantly more likely to enforce success of bedtime for older children and teens. Compared to American parents, 74.5% in Australia versus only 6.8% in the US. Mm-hmm. like English cricket, like America, you've seen over how more people on arts, cooking, manners and sports, 2,041 minutes versus 150 minutes in Australia because this heavy evening schedule forces the youth kids to delay dinner, homework and winding down. The average school start time in Australia is 8:42 a.m. with US school start much earlier at an average of 7:45 a.m. This system above allows the drone youth sleep in later and maintain sleep cycle more aligned with your natural biological clocks. Early evening wind down cross-country data trend on purpose like psychology data shows young children in Australia a negative trend early more structured bedtime windows between 7 o'clock p.m. and 8 o'clock p.m. compared to many international counterparts. I'm glad PH races travel at these hard skins a better have a 3-0 unit feels a bit of a stable night we're ready to read it tied to short set onset legacy fall asleep faster. Reduced night rate gets high overall sleep efficiency, better motion regulation, low rates of behavior meltdowns under stress, high score mathematics, reading comprehension, and spiritual awareness. Yay. No wonder why Australian children have actually both better treated children in the world because they make us true children at last. Because our young children, it has probably best ever rules that ever set out to, and Australian kids love it so much. I love your early bedtimes. Known because America children usually stay up late because of longer parents long warehouse delays because of school commands delaying homework and wind down. No wonder why Australians have lower obese rates than white Americans do. Because not like mild cultural trials, so you know, having later bedtime during longer work White House at and trigger sky high obese rates. Because of non-European immigration actually boosts Australia's obese rates to 31% by last year. Because of this migration made Australia one of the most fattest countries in the world while low-income Australians are now paying a price for being fat slobs. And lucky for middle class and upper-income Kiwis and Australians, we are slim, skinny, slender, blonde and blue-eyed because obesity do not work in blonde, blue-eyed, tall people. Like either men or women only can work in Pacific Islands because Pacific Islands are naturally a heavier race. Because Pacific Islanders are actually heavily an obese race because they are actually naturally overweight because of a tank belt. That's why genetics actually played a part of this. Right now I'm gonna play a drum and bass track. It is Better My Trouble Headaches. Fell's Beaten by Drive by Headaches, featured in this on Jadapedia on Arrow FM. Fact of the day is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Well, fellas, that's Jadapedia. I'll come on next week's show as we're getting close to TV election. I'll be trying to get an interview, but I have been unsuccessful in the past, 3 years alone. I'll be actually planning on interviewing Mike Butterick. Plus, next week I'm going to talk to Mayor Bex Johnson about what progress in Masterton safety is going to do for the town economy. And how can she support a local government measure when Waterbury councils were trying to merge into one Waterbury council, which actually failed in a referendum back in 2018? I've actually voted for the Amalgamation, but people got to oppose it because they want to keep a distant identity and discuss made free separate, but I'm going to bypass a referendum on that and try to make it law. Because for Warrabah Councils, I see nothing. Only for United Warrabah Council can create more better outcomes. Right, that's it for Childopedia. I'll see you next Wednesday. This is Childopedia on Arrow FM.